Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something truly beautiful happening in homes all around the world. Parents are talking with their little ones, sharing memories, asking about their day, and you know what? You're doing something absolutely wonderful for your child's growing brain. Today, I want to talk with you about something that might seem simple, but is actually incredibly powerful. How parent-child conversations build your toddler's memory skills. And I promise you, by the end of our time together, you're going to see those everyday chats in a whole new light. So grab a cozy cup of tea, settle in, and let's explore this together. You know that moment when you're tucking your little one into bed, and you ask, "Remember when we went to the park today?" And they light up and start telling you about the swings, or the ducks, or that funny dog they saw. That's not just a sweet moment. That's you building your child's memory skills, one conversation at a time. The magic book showed me something fascinating. Between the ages of 2 and 3, your child's brain is experiencing rapid growth in memory development. Their little minds are learning how to encode experiences, store them, and retrieve them later. And here's the truly magical part. Your conversations are the key that unlocks this development. Let me share what the research tells us. Scientists who study child development have discovered that when parents use what they call an elaborative reminiscing style, children develop stronger memory skills, better narrative abilities, and a deeper understanding of how their own minds work. Now, I know that sounds very scientific, but let me tell you what it actually means in your everyday life. An elaborative reminiscing style simply means talking with your child about shared experiences in a warm, detailed way. It means asking open-ended questions like, "What did we see at the farmer's market?" instead of yes or no questions. It means confirming what they remember. "Oh yes, we did see those beautiful red strawberries." And it means connecting experiences together. Remember how we saw strawberries last week too? They're your favorite. When you do this, you're teaching your child that their experiences matter. You're showing them that memories are valuable. And you're giving them practice in the incredibly important skill of retrieving information from their memory and expressing it in words. The research is so clear on this. Children whose parents engage in frequent, elaborative conversations about shared experiences develop better memory organization. They become better storytellers. They understand their own thinking processes more deeply. And all of this creates a foundation for later academic learning and social-emotional development. Now, I want you to know something important. You don't need to be perfect at this. You don't need special training or fancy techniques. You're probably already doing this naturally, in your own beautiful way. I just want to help you see how powerful these everyday moments truly are. Let me give you some gentle ideas for how to make these conversations even more memory building. First, make time for reminiscing during your daily routines. Maybe it's during dinner, or bath time, or that quiet moment before bed. Ask your child about something you did together earlier that day or earlier that week. Second, ask open-ended questions that invite them to share details. Instead of "Did you have fun at grandma's house?" try "What did you and grandma do together?" This gives your child the chance to practice retrieving specific memories and putting them into words. Third, celebrate their memories. When they remember something, even a small detail, let them know how wonderful that is. "You remembered that the dog was brown. What a great memory you have." This teaches them that remembering is valuable and that you're interested in their experiences. Fourth, connect experiences together. "Remember when we went to the beach last summer? The sand felt just like this sandbox sand, doesn't it?" This helps your child see patterns and relationships between different memories. And fifth, be patient with the process. Sometimes your 2 or 3-year-old might not remember much. Sometimes they might remember things differently than you do. That's all perfectly normal and beautiful. The conversation itself is what matters, not getting every detail right. The magic book whispers something to me that I want to share with you. Every conversation you have with your child is like planting seeds of starlight in their growing mind. Some seeds sprout right away. Some take time. But every single one matters. Now, I want to tell you about a story that beautifully shows the magic of communication and connection. It's called The Magic Show Where Everything Says Hello. In this story, Anya and Noah discover a magical puppet theater where every prop giggles and introduces itself. As they interact with each magical object, They're building memories together through conversation and shared wonder. This story is perfect for your 2 to 3 year old because it models how talking about experiences creates connection and memories. After you read it together, you can practice reminiscing about the story itself. Remember when the puppet said hello? What was your favorite part? This gives your child practice in the very skills we've been talking about. You can find The Magic Show Where Everything Says Hello in the Book of Inara app, along with so many other stories designed to support your child's development in gentle, magical ways. I want to leave you with this thought, my wonderful friend. You are your child's first teacher. Every time you ask, remember when we, you're teaching them how memory works. Every time you celebrate what they remember, you're building their confidence. Every time you connect one experience to another, you're helping them see the beautiful patterns in their world. This isn't about being perfect. It's about being present. It's about those everyday moments of connection that, woven together, create the fabric of your child's growing mind. You're doing something truly beautiful. Your conversations matter more than you know. And The Magic Book and I are always here, cheering you on, offering stories and support whenever you need them. Sweet dreams, my wonderful friend. Until our next adventure together, with love and starlight, Inara.